The emotion when love is happening, well, it's, you are completely falling apart. I mean, just you're not yourself, basically. You're completely losing ground, and you don't even know what's your name. That's love for me, you know. You don't have any references. You're happy. You're just walking in another world. That's what love is, you know. People are going to be drawn into something complete, a complete different world, that olfactive world that they know. And some in a bad way, and for some in a very voluptuous way. I read some articles or some blogs telling me that I'm completely crazy and I should go to an asylum. And some other told me that it's a masterpiece. And they say that finally somebody is changing the fragrance industry. Of course, it's strange, it's unusual, it's weird. So people are going to come to you and comment on it and say either good things or bad things. But at least there is an interaction, there is a communication, you know? I'm Antoine Lee, I'm a perfumer. And I'm the nose behind the Sécrétion Magnifique from Étalime d'Orange. The idea behind the Sécrétion Magnifique was really to try to capture the mechanism of the fluids that is happening inside your body when you get a feeling, a strong emotion, and you are attracted to somebody. But it might sound ugly because all the fluids are blood, semen, saliva, sweat, and I added milk just to give a little bit roundness of the on this fragrance. It sounds like, ooh, it's going to smell bad, and this. Well, yes, on its own, it might smell bad. But I try to be close to the reality of what they could smell and try to arrange them or to mix them together so they can reveal a very unique note that would either be attractive to some people or really repulsive to some others. I was not trying to please anybody. I was not trying to be fake and try to please everybody, but really to please the one that are maybe either understanding the fragrance because they know the story about it, or because just the smell was, remembering something to them. Truth is very important, because I think that we are living in a fake world, and each time I've got the occasion to do or to develop or to create a fragrance that is revealing something that is true or very emotional in a way that I think is important. It's not like a makeup or something that you have outside. You know, that you can really play around, you know, your appearance, like you're putting makeup, you're putting nice clothes, just to attract people. But basically, it's not yourself; it's fake. For me, this fragrance is really capturing also the beauty inside, the beauty of love. Because you are not lying about that. It's really what the chemicals are doing in your body. Usually, I'm more of a maker. I'm trying to please a lot of person around me and also on the consumer. And here it's much more like a personal view. So it's more an artistic approach. And usually I'm not allowed to do this. The way it happened, it was very, very strange. I still remember this evening, because Etienne de Schwarz, who is the founder of Étalime d'Orange, contacted me because he wanted to develop, as he said, a very weird fragrance, something that would please only 20 people on the world. So, and he knew I was crazy enough to accept that. The difference between Secretion Magnifique and another fragrance that I would, developed is that Secretion is very conceptual and is really pushing the limit to what would be wearable, okay? Usually you have always briefs around some, items or emotion that are very known and I would say it's sometimes very boring. They're always the same, you know. What I really like about the Secretion Magnifique concept was it was unusual and in a way provocative, but also it was very provocative because at the time and even now, all the projects that they are given to us, perfumer, are very marketed, are very always trying, it's always not a copycat of some others, but basically they are not really far away from each other. And here, it was really a rupture for me. It was really like completely different. Try to do something that would use ugly or very, unusual ingredients. Secretion Magnifique is so weird. It's not something that you can twist with another fragrance to try to make it more wearable for more people. It's a kind of hidden personality that is revealed through my fragrance, and maybe they are too shy to reveal it, and the fragrance is helping them to reveal it. For me, it's not the the concept behind this is a universal fragrance, I would say, more than a unisex, because it comes from fluids that we all have inside. There is no gender in the fluids, I guess. I mean, well, of course, they might, but, for me, they're the same. It's just the chemistry that is working differently, but the chemicals are the same. It's supposed to reveal fluids that are inside your body, so you have to put that on your skin, so at least is living on skin, which is close to where usually this fragrance was inspired from, from fluids from inside. So you wear it for yourself, so you can maybe try to reveal a kind of attraction that would be that would be perceived by some other people. I would not wear this fragrance for myself. It's just something that would be worn by somebody else and would be very would provoke a kind of interaction, because the person who is wearing this fragrance would always get the comments like, "What are you wearing? It's so strange," or "Oh, I cannot stop smelling you," or "Oh, you know what? You smell so bad." But at least they are taking a risk. It's the risk to reveal something different. I mean, it's a kind of fragrance that when you are wearing that, it's also going to provoke some interaction. I mean, at least people are going to talk about this and about what you are wearing, and it's amplifying also, I guess, a kind of the reaction from others, when you are wearing this, of course it's strange, it's unusual, it's weird, so people are going to come to you and comment on it and say either good things or bad things, but at least there is an interaction, there is a communication, This exercise allow myself and also maybe the industry to see what can push the limit, I wanted this fragrance to be really polarizing. Usually that's a word that is not allowed in the industry. You have to be, you cannot be polarizing. It's not good for the sales. It's not good for the business because you're taking too much risk. with this fragrance, I was taking a lot of risks. The concept also of this fragrance was a kind of rebellion, because I had enough of this number of projects that I had on my table, and they were basically always the same kind of things. I mean, it was always like floral fruity for women with a touch of gourmand side. And it's here it was completely the opposite. I'm a little bit of a rebel in this industry. So usually I'm trying to do or develop things that are completely unusual or unexpected. Because I think that sometimes you have to go, to go to in different direction than what you are supposed to do to please everybody. It's more like, I would say, an artist's view. The reaction from the people that is wearing the fragrance is actually quite surprising, I thought, because a lot of people are telling me that they are very addicted to it, you know, and it's just that for me, I was kind of surprised, because some people are really telling me that they finally find the fragrance, the fragrance they wanted to wear for for such a long time, and finally they found it. No, I was really satisfied by the way this fragrance was perceived, because it was exactly what I was expecting, just that the ratio of love hate was much more into love than hate. It was a great compliment. There are always something to say about this fragrance. There is always somebody that is, oh, I'm perceiving this, or I'm smelling that, or oh, I hate that, or oh, I love that. What I hate is like when people are saying no, nothing, just saying, okay, that's good, okay, or yeah, okay, yeah, I like it. If somebody has to discover my fragrance, before, I would say to him that he's going to do an olfactive experiment. It's going to be very different, very unique, never smelled, maybe a little bit sharp, maybe a little bit sweet. I mean, but it will, of course, trigger some emotion to him. You know, he's going to react to the fragrance. And he's going to be he's going to be attracted to it, or he's going to run away from it. But he's not going to stay like this and say, oh, okay, that's nice, you know. I really need a seed, I really need a direction. At least, it might be just a word, it might be just a picture, it might be a sound. But it has to be a different one. The seeds or the inspiration or the picture or the sound they gave you has to be different to really inspire me. I think this fragrance is going to stay forever as a kind of milestone in the niche fragrance industry. It's the fragrance that really pushed the limit to the extreme. And conceptually, and also olfactively. To go even further would be difficult, but at least I know that now for me, trying to do the unexpected is a rule. I want to do this. I want to try to be different, maybe not in such a provocative way, but at least I want to do things differently.
Perfume, a sensory journey through contemporary scent, runs at Somerset House, London, from the 21st of June to the 17th of September.